that we touched on is the mixture. Adding, when you're learning Chochmah, it's always good maybe to start the Shi'ur, maybe with a joke or something to kind of loosen up the people. Next, we are learning in the Sefer Orot Elim. Rav Eliezer Papo brings here. He says, "Yesh aknanim of the avodah zarah yu vayu banim minyanim pasufim tovtam." When the Canaanites used to build houses, they used to build or dedicate their houses to their avodah zarah. And once, when they build the house and mention the name of the avodah zarah, the tum'ah is all over that house. Okay, so this is really one of the reasons that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had them put the tzarat in the different walls. Why? So they would take the house apart and rebuild it, so they would, so Am Yisrael would be in Eretz Yisrael and sitting in the house b'kedusha with purity. And this is really one of the reasons. Also, a side note is that if that particular person had to, for whatever sin that he had to go through that whole thing, this was also an atonement for him to have to take apart his house and start all over again. So this is one of the things that he's saying here, to show you the power of the mouth that you have. So also, so when you do anything that you do in life, always good to say, "I'm going to do this." Everything that you do should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now if you're building a house, "I'm going to buy a house," or "I'm going to build a house so I can raise a Jewish family, so I can learn Torah, so I can do all these mitzvot, achnasat orchim, bring guests to my house," all these different things. And L'shem Shamayim. And the second that you said that this is what I'm doing for, then you bring in Kedushah to the house. Why? Automatically, because of the power of the mouth. To show you how much good you can do. And we also talked about the whole union of Lashon Hara, how much bad you can do with the Lashon Hara that a person speaks. To show you that when he does that, and when he does that, he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings here, and he's talking a couple of years back, that a person, you know, he says, you know, people now, because it's cheaper, they buy houses from the Goyim. But we live today in a place where the guy, a lot of the times, the people who are building the house, they don't even have an idea whether they, to them it's just a job, and he's not even happy to go there. So you can, so it's not a problem really to buy if you can't afford to build from the ground up, which most people cannot. But this is really one of the reasons also, when you buy a house, you do a Hanukkah bite, and you invite people to the house, so you can put your mezuzah, and you do a Shi'ur Torah, and if you have a minyan, you do a Kaddish, and now what you've done is you've elevated and you brought the Kedusha to the house, and if there was anything in the house that's not there, that thing is gone. And Bezot Hashem, that house will have Beracha. Rabbi Hanan Mekash Omer, Atzah Gadosh Pulsh Bet Yisrael. That's why also I always say, we always learn Torah every night at home, and make sure that even if you're learning 5 minutes, to make sure you learn in a loud voice, so the house, they say, a house that is called Torah Nishma, that the voice of Torah is heard by, is going to be Beracha in that house. Rabbi Hanan Mekash